morning. Happy Sabbath to all. Yes, Jesus does love the little ones, like you, like me, all of us. Before we start our Sabbath school, let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another Sabbath, that we can forgive our cares and our work, that we can come to Thee, that we can study together and learn more of Thee and share our experiences with one another. We ask for Thy help and guidance, that today that we will be able to learn and encourage one another. We ask for Thy Spirit to lead and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's start with a question. What did we learn these past four Sabbaths? Let's make this kind of a review. Yes, God is love. Who would like to read this?
God is love. A sinner's need of Christ.
Truly, we all can see that God is love and hear and know. And we can remember that we do need Him and His love. Who would like to read one of the verses telling us of God's love?
1 John 4:7 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
1 John 4:16 And we have known and believed that the love that Christ hath, that God hath to us, God is love. And he that dwells in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
I'm going to open this up this morning to more than just the children. Whoever wants to read after at least the two have read, anyone else can read also.
Romans 8:39 says, Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Those are three wonderful references for God's love. And now we have some more.
1 John 4:10 Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be our propitiation for our sins. Ephesians 5:2 And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior.
1 John 5:3 says, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
John 3:16 For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
You know, each one of those verses is a promise, not only of God's love, but of his care and his directing us. So, how can we tell that God is love?
God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of spring grass. The lovely birds, making their air vocal with their happy songs. The delicate tinted flowers, in their perfection, perfuming the air. The lofty trees of the forest, with their rich foliage of living green. All testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God, and to His desires to make His children happy.
Okay, now, why does God love us, and what price did he pay for loving us?
1 John 3:16 says, Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for the brethren.
1 John 4:9 And this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through him.
Titus 3:4-5 But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Jude 1:21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Isn't that wonderful, not only why God loves us, but also what we are to do, how we are to relate to our fellow man? Here is a precious song.
Worth more than all the gold in the world, you know that money can buy you. Friends worth more friends will love you.
Nothing worth more than a friend, is there? Children, do you love each other? Are you always kind and true? Do you always do to others as you'd have them do to you? Are you gentle to each other? Are you careful day by day not to give offense by actions or by anything you say? Little children, love each other. Never give another pain. If your brother speaks in anger, answer not in wrath again. Be not selfish to each other. Never mar another's rest. Strive to make each other happy, and you will yourself be happy. How true. And who wants to read what we should remember?
Love. Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them.
And another question, why do we need Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins? Do you remember what we learned?
Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Acts 4:12 is, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Romans 3:9-10. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
So that shows our need. Now, can we cleanse ourselves?
In vain can we cleanse ourselves. Jesus alone can cleanse us and forgive us our sins.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess as our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Right. Also John 1:29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Praise the Lord, we do have a Savior.
1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins.
Proverbs 28:13. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God.
1 John 2:1 says, My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, ye have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Amen. What wonderful, wonderful promises. God's word says, every good gift and every perfect gift, James 1:17, is from God. Even our good thoughts, did you think about it, are from God. Who can figure this out? This is kind of like a little puzzle, and yet how true. We start at the bottom left-hand side, God's love, and we move up around the heart. God's love can't be measured. It goes on and on. God's love is forever, isn't it? And it encompasses, there isn't any place on the earth that you could hide from God's love. Here's a word search puzzle. You can download these pages and or send to Lynn or one of the other ladies and get a copy of these. You can color them. You can solve the puzzles. And now we have our song. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, brown and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, brown and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yes, he surely does, and we can be so thankful for his love. Do I have a volunteer for prayer?
Father in heaven, we thank you so much for a Sabbath day. We thank you for the beauty of being able to meet together even though we're many miles apart. And we ask, dear Lord, for a blessing on this day, for a blessing in our hearts. And most of all, dear Lord, help us to share each day with someone to help them prepare also for your coming. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and all the rest of you that joined us. Bring in more children, if we can, so that we can share with them as well. Happy Sabbath until next Sabbath.
And just wanted to say Sabbath blessings as well, and a big thank you to Sister Lee this week who did the PowerPoint. And just to let everyone know that it is our prayer that we can have more participation from the children, from mommies and daddies, and anyone who would love to go ahead and submit PowerPoint ideas or activities for the children, as dear Sister Rose has done, dear Sister Lee has done. We thank you so much. We thank you for the participation of our children, Joshua and Trey and DJ and all of the other children. And thank you so much, Sister Jean, for singing that. I thought I had it. I do apologize. But praise the Lord and thank you all for your participation.
Amen. And I will take the little puzzle that was there and put it as a link on the audio section of the children's Sabbath school. So all you'll have to do if you want to download that is go to the audio section, the archives, and find the little link down there for this particular Sabbath school date, which would be January the 5th, 2013. And you'll see a little link that you can click and be able to download the little puzzle.